This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 29th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. Now a note from John Lothian. Jim McNulty, former Chicago Mercantile Exchange CEO and longtime industry and civic leader, is the latest to give to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. McNulty was a mentor when I was first starting my career, and then I lost track of him as he traveled the world as an investment banker. When he was named the CEO of the CME in early 2000, it was an epiphany event that showed me that I needed to do a better job of staying in contact with people. That epiphany and other factors led to the creation of the John Lothian newsletter. Thank you to Jim for his donation and to all who have given so far and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Speaking of Jim McNulty, my favorite McNulty memory was the Globex anniversary party at Navy Pier in Chicago in June of 2002. It was a black tie affair, and because it was summertime, I wore my white dinner jacket. The only other person there with a white dinner jacket was Jim McNulty. He went up on stage at one point and started to play guitar with a band and sing. I wrote the story the next day, Rock and Roll CEO Wow CME Globex Party. McNulty told me he received over 50 copies of the newsletter by email and even some by fax. He subscribed to JLN that day. And today's JLN is a picture of me from that night with my friend Ryan McNulty, who then worked for the CME. Elad Roseman has been named acting chairman of the SEC by President Donald Trump. He replaces former chairman Jay Clayton, who resigned and whose last day was right before Christmas. Today I am teaching the communication merit badge via an online Zoom meeting with 12 scouts. Tomorrow I am teaching the journalism merit badge. This is all part of the Trading Tech Merit Badge Workshop program I created with the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America. We normally hold these classes in the office of firms around the financial district, but because of the pandemic, we have moved online. If you are interested in learning more how you or your firm can participate in this program, please contact me. Thank you to Suzanne Cosgrove for being our acting managing editor today, as Sarah Rudolph, our editor-in-chief, is taking some well-deserved time off. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. That was a note from John Lothian. And now a note from Suzanne Cosgrove. Last week, we reported on the Illinois Craft Cannabis Association's attempt to get the state of Illinois to issue delayed social equity and craft grower licenses, originally promised by July 1st, by filing a request for a writ of mandamus that would force the state's hand. This week, we learned Judge Alan Walker denied that request on December 24th, ruling a day later than expected. ICCA President Paul Magelli likened it to leaving a pile of coal under the Christmas tree. Judge Walker scheduled a status hearing on the case for January 19th. An article by Charlie Grant of the Wall Street Journal, "Return to almost normal may be closer than you think. U.S. doesn't need to reach full herd immunity before public spaces can begin phasing reopens." As 2021 arrives, there is one question that matters most. How soon can we escape the COVID-19 pandemic? The answer is as elusive as it is pressing. It is unknown what level of natural infection and immunization is needed to reach herd immunity in the population. It is also unknown how many people in the U.S. have already contracted the coronavirus. Whatever the answer to the question, trillions of dollars in economic activity are at stake, as are millions of livelihoods. A comment by Matt Rabel. Let's not jump the gun on this one. People assuming the coasts are clear is how we get spikes in infection rates. An article by Madeline Holcomb of CNN. Record COVID-19 hospitalizations in U.S. could soon force health experts to ration care. The number of patients hospitalized across the U.S. with COVID-19 is the highest it's ever been. And at this rate, health experts warn they may have to ration nurses, respirators, and care. When you run out of capacity, physicians and bioethicists in the hospitals will need to decide which patients are salvageable, potentially salvageable, and which patients aren't. CNN medical analyst Dr. Jonathan Reiner explained. A comment by Suzanne Cosgrove, "A grim outlook we hope healthcare professionals will be able to avoid." From the CME Group, Elad Roseman named acting chairman of the SEC. The Securities and Exchange Commission today announced that President Donald J. Trump has designated Alad L. Roseman as acting chairman of the agency. I am humbled and honored to serve as acting chairman, said acting chairman Roseman. During the time I am in this role, I am fully committed to maintaining a steady course that Chairman Clayton charted during his admirable tenure. I look forward to continuing to work with the incredible SEC staff and my fellow commissioners as we steward the agency into the new year. A note by Suzanne Cosgrove, a commissioner since 2018, Roseman is not expected to be a SEC change agent. And now Monday's top three. The top story on Monday was again the Washington Post's What Happened to Maria Bartiromo, which perhaps underscores how popular she once was. The second most read was the riveting Wall Street Journal story on J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon and his brush with death. You don't have time for an ambulance. The number three was a Business Insider's investigation. Robinhood salaries revealed. How much the fintech unicorn pays its employees as it prepares to go public in 2021, from $117,000 to as much as $326,000. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Please visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.